Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the disciples of Jesus were listening and said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that the disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The word I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe. This I knew from the beginning. Some, the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him." And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of the disciples returned to their home, their former way of life, and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." Gospel of the Lord. The remaining 12 also included Judas. I think at the beginning, he still believed. But just because of the $30, he betrayed Jesus. It's unfortunate. But it happens also to us. Many times, because of the worldly earth, worldly wealth, that we forget about Jesus, about the rule of God. Tell Jesus we are weak. Let us learn from it. From Peter, over the times he did betray Jesus, but he said again, "Jesus, I trust in you." So let us follow Peter, though we are weak, but our strength comes from the Lord. Jesus, we trust in you.